as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Ephesians 6 verse 10. Bible says that finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. May you be strong in the Lord. Let your amen be a believer's amen. May you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the power of his might. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. 3 verse 16. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened with might. We are talking about power tonight. In these 3 days, we are believing God for power to wrought exploit in every venture of our lives. In every field that we are involved with every aspect of our lives, power. Everybody say power. Power. What is the meaning of power? Power is the ability to do. It's from the word dunamis. The ability to execute. The ability to carry out. The ability to do. It means an ability to accomplish. And the Bible says that we should be strengthened with might by the power of his spirit. So the only way we can be strengthened is when the power of his might or his spirit is made available in our lives. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And for every one of us, if we are believing God for power to achieve anything, then we must trust God that his spirit will come upon us afresh. His spirit will come upon us afresh. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, exploits. What is the meaning of exploits? We are trying to talk about unusual accomplishment, outstanding results in our field, in a field of academia, if you're a student or you're a teacher, in a field of ministry, in the field of business, in the field of commerce, in the field of being involved in any kind of work, maybe construction, maybe health sector, any field that you find yourself, even in finances, in industry, every field that you find yourself, that you will be strengthened with power by the Spirit of the Lord. Clap your two hands together. Come on, do it better. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are looking at power for exploit. The ability for us to carry out unusual results, or the ability to command outstanding results in any field of endeavor. That is powerful exploit. Ability to carry out unusual accomplishment or resource in any field of endeavor. Now, you must understand that when we talk about power, God is the ultimate source of power. Amen. God is what? The ultimate source of power. God is the ultimate. He's the highest level. You may contact power in different places or in different fields, but God is the highest and the ultimate source of power. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. in Isaiah 40 verse 29 to 31. Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. The Bible says that he giveth power to the weak, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. So who gives power to the weak? God. Let me hear you say God. He giveth power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. I pray that in this new month, as we draw closer to the end of the year, may God release power over your life. May God give you power where you are feeling weak. May God give you power where you feel helpless. May God give you power where you feel limited. May God give you power where you feel you are weak. Wherever the enemy seems to overpower you, may the power of God be made available for you. If your amen is loud, you are contacting power tonight. You are contacting power tonight. Power for business, power for financial explosion, power for ministry explosion, power for business, power in education, power in every aspect of your life. Shout, I receive power for accomplishment. And you must understand that fasting and prayer is one of the surest platform for the release of God's power. I'm telling you. That is why these 3 days we are fasting, because we need power for the month of October. Listen, every month comes with its own requirements and its own demands. And victory in January does not necessarily guarantee victory in October. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Victory in 1 month does not necessarily mean that you are going to be victorious in another month. And that is why the Bible says that he giveth us this day our daily bread. Is a daily issue. It's a daily walk with God. Because yesterday is different. Yesterday has its own issues. But today also comes with its own issue. And the month of October, whatever is about to raise its hand, receive power over them already. You are receiving power over them already. Any surprise package the devil is preparing to deliver to your household, I come to you as a voice of God, and I declare power to overcome that package is being released. Power to overcome that surprise is being released. Power to overcome that plan of the devil is being released. Say every satanic surprise. I can hear you say every satanic surprises that have been put together for the month of October, say, I prevail over you by the power of his might. Say, I conquer you by the power of the Spirit. Shout in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands and celebrate the power of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is the giver, and upon the platform of fasting and prayer, God is able to release power for exploit. Isaiah 40 verse 29, he said, he giveth power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. Verse 30 said, for even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Those who believe in themselves shall be disappointed, shall utterly fall. Those who feel like, oh Charlie, everybody believe that young people are stronger, but the Bible says that even the young men shall utterly fail. That means that even those who believe in their certificates, they can be disappointed. Even those who believe in their connections, they can be disappointed. Even those who believe in their own intellectual ability, they can be disappointed. But verse 31, but those who wait these 3 days on the Lord shall renew their strength. Somebody say, a renewal of my strength. You started with great strength, but you are receiving a renewal of that strength. you are receiving a refreshing of that might. He said, for those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. That means that they shall change attitude. They shall change levels with wings like eagle. For they shall run and never be tired. And they shall walk and they shall never take. For a change of level, there is always a requisition of power. For you to change level, you must burn energy. You must give up some gas. You must burn up some fire. That is why no rocket, no aircraft can change altitude unless it burns out gas and burns out fuel. Somebody here, as you engage in this 3-day fasting from tonight to Friday, I declare you are receiving power to change level. Clap your two hands and say power for the next level. Say power for the next level. Say power for the next dimension. Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall hit another level like eagles. You are hitting another level. Announce to somebody by you, I am hitting another level. Say, I am climbing to another level. Say, I am moving to another level. By the power of the Spirit, clap your two hands and say, I am the one. Shakabarakatasha. Amen. Power comes by the baptism of the Spirit. Power comes by the outpouring of the Spirit. And I'm glad to announce to you that the outpouring of the Spirit is not supposed to be a once and forever event in your life. Because after the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that they gathered again and they were filled afresh with shaking in the room, and they were emboldened again. They kept gathering, and the more they gathered and waited, the more they were filled. That means that when it comes to the feeling of the Spirit, it is not a one-time event. At every level, at every junction, at every juncture, at every place you get to, you will need a refilling. Because as long as virtue leads you on daily basis to deal with the affairs of life, you will need a refilling on daily basis. Are you hearing me, somebody? As long as you are discharging power on daily basis against your enemies, against principalities and powers, on daily basis, virtue leads you on daily basis. You are in warfare. That means on daily basis, like every engine, you will need a refueling. I pray that these 3 days in the month of October, may the Lord refuel you. Wherever you lack strength, may the Lord empower you. Wherever you need an activation, may the Lord activate you. Wherever you need a revival, may the Lord revive you. If you are the one, your amen will show. Your amen will show. Barakatasha. Lekateke brekete. Ratatatatata barakatasha. Barakatalabahash. Are you hearing me? Wherever you are watching us from, the Bible says in Acts 1, the verse number 8, that the Bible says you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses from me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the utmost part of the earth. In other words, you shall receive power when the Spirit comes to manifest your destiny. You are ordained as apostles, but wait till you are endued with power from on high, then you can manifest it. You are also supposed to be an engineer. Wait
Wait until you endure with power. You are not supposed to be an artisan. Wait until you endure with power. You are supposed to be a financial mogul. Wait until you endure with power. The Bible says you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power even to make wealth. That means for whatever you become on earth, there is a power you need. I pray that this month of October, the Lord shall baptize you with the power to become what you must become, to achieve what you must achieve. If you are the one, your amen will show. Your amen will show. Radata barakatasha.
Are you following me? We are going to pray tonight for fresh baptism. That's what we call this 3 days spiritual intensification. Every month, we hit it. Lord, refill, 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 refill. Because the arrows that fly by day and the pestilence that walk at noonday and the powers that fly at night, they are always in combat against you. But it took the power that you have to sustain you to this level, and it will take the power to sustain you to the next level. Woe unto you, the Bible says, if in the day of adversity your strength fails you, then it means that your strength is little. It means that you are weak. If temptation comes and befalls you and overpowers you, and you give up on your dreams and you give up on your vision, the diagnosis is that you lack the power to overcome that thing. But I come to pray for somebody here that whatever adversity, whatever temptation, whatever trial that has befallen you, receive the power to bounce back. Receive the power to overcome. Receive the power to conquer. Clap your two hands and shout power.
Let me run you through, as a way of introduction for tomorrow, let me run you through some biblical examples of people that contacted power and they wrought great things in their endeavors. Number one is our Lord Jesus. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says that how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. And my emphasis is power, because we have the wisdom dimension of the Holy Ghost. We have the peaceful dimension of the Holy Ghost. We have the counsel dimension of the Holy Ghost. We have the fear of the Lord dimension of the Holy Ghost. That is the seven spirits of God. But we also have the spirit of might, the spirit of power. And the Bible said, what distinguished the destiny of Jesus was that he was anointed not just with the personality of the Holy Ghost, but also with the power dimension. Hear me, child of God. Don't just have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you for fellowship, but you must also carry the Holy Ghost on your head and on your life for service and for power. And I pray for you in these 3 days that the power of the Lord shall come upon you. The power dimension of the Holy Ghost shall tabernacle upon you, that you will not just have him in you, but you also have him on you, and you are going to walk in power. Let me hear you say power. Are you getting what I'm saying? How God anointed him, not just with the Holy Ghost. Listen, to advise somebody by you, don't just have a relationship with the Holy Ghost, carry his power. Advise him. Don't just be a child of God by the Spirit. Be also a child of God carrying the power. Because the dimension of the Spirit within is for fellowship. Are you getting what I'm saying? It leads unto eternal life. Jesus told the Samaritan woman in John 4. He said that there is a water I can give you. And when you receive that water, in you it shall become like a well of water sprinkling unto eternal life. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the dimension of the Holy Spirit deposit, the initial deposit, is where a lot of believers are. That is where they have him for their comforter. They have him for their counsel. They have him as the advisor for eternal life, to end up in heaven, to have eternal life. But there is another dimension that Jesus calls it, for out of your belly shall flow rivers, rivers, rivers. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? That is in John chapter 7. It says, for out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Now, rivers are more powerful than wells. Wells lead to eternal life, but rivers, they carry a force, they move things, and they clear things. And the Bible said, this he said concerning the Holy Ghost, which was about to be poured upon them. So every child of God, you just don't need the well level. Tell somebody, you just don't need the well level. You must not only have the relationship with the Holy Spirit, you must carry his power dimension. And that's what I pray for you, that this month of October, Shaparakatash, let me burn. Parikatusha, let me burn. Many are the wicked attendants of the enemy. Many are the evil that have surrounded me on the left and on my right. David said, many are they that pursued my life. Are you hearing me at all? And that is why you must not be a casualty. You must not be a casualty. If only you will carry power, then you will not be a casualty. But if you don't carry power, then you can be a riddle, you can be a proverb, you can be a byword, you can be an example for a negative thing. But I pray that you will never be a casualty. And it's answerable to the power dimension. And Jesus carried it. I love it when the Bible told us in a simple language. In Luke 4 verse 14, the Bible says that, and he returned after the fasting. That's why we're engaging in the fasting. He returned in the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread to the towns surrounding him. Without any megaphone, without any PA system, without any radio or television announcement, the Bible says that as soon as he returned with the power, news about him started spreading. I declare that news about your next level is about to spread. Let your amen be a resounding one. News about your business elevation is about to spread. News about your ministry is about to spread. News about the impact you are making in your school is about to spread. Why? Because you are returning from these 3 days with power. You are fasting and you are praying and you are contacting power. Say, I carry power. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Barada barakatash. Mene mene marakata. Yedebreketeke. And that is what Jesus introduced to his well. That's why he was distinguished. He was not like a Pharisee. Bible said that they observed him closely and they said, this one teaches like a man with authority. There are teachings and there are teachings. There are teachings of the Pharisees and there are teachings of power. And Jesus carried power even in his presentation, even in his speech. And the people could not deny it. I am saying that you are just a classmate like them. But very soon, after you leave this place, after you leave this program, after you finish this fasting, they will no more see you as a normal classmate. They will say, this student carries power. They will say, this husband carries power. They will say, this wife carries power. They will say, this businessman carries power. They will say, this person carries power. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it where you are in the name of Jesus. The Bible spoke of Elijah as a man of power. The Bible said, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he gathered him up with strength. That is in 1 Kings. In 1 Kings 18, verse 46, the Bible said, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and he gathered him. See, when we say it gets you, what it means is like, it's like he equips you. He equips you. He gathers power. You see, for anybody to be a good athlete, he must have strength. He must have strength. There are two things every athlete needs: stamina and strength. Stamina for long distance, but strength for speed. That is why people who go on 100 meters, their training are a bit different from people who go for marathon. Watch the marathon athletes. They are very skinny. They don't have muscles, but they have heart. What you call heart, we call it stamina. Usain Bolt cannot stand that stamina. He will die if he tries. He doesn't have it. But they can also not stand his speed. They cannot. They may not die, but they will not win. I guess what I'm saying, there's a difference between speed and stamina. You get it? Now, for you to be a fast runner, you need speed. And that is why the Bible said that they that wait upon Lord, he renewed their strength, that they run and not be tired. For you to run, you need strength. That is why they gym a lot. They lift weight. So that when you see every 100 meter or 100 meters runner, they look very built. Because the strength you carry determines the speed you will see in life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The difference between two Christians, all other things being equal, there are people by the special dealings of God, they will have to wait for 10 years before they will make a certain impact. That is the special dealing of God because of where the person is going to. But if all things being equal, for someone to arrive faster than another, he needs strength than the other person. He must have a certain strength the other person doesn't have. The Bible says that for Elijah to arrive ahead of King Ahab, God needed to equip him with strength that King Ahab's chariots didn't have. And they have gone ahead of him like 2 days already. And yet, he was able to overtake them. I declare over everyone here, wherever you seem to be lagging behind, it looks like your mates have gone ahead of you. It looks like those who are doing better than in school have gone ahead of you. Those who are doing better than people you introduce into the business seem to have gone better than you, are ahead of you. I stretch forth my hands like Moses in the spirit, and I declare that may the power of the Lord for speed come upon you. May the power for speed come upon you. May the power for speed come upon you. Academically, may you catch up and overtake. Financially, you are catching up. In your business, you are catching up. In your career, you are catching up. Power for speed. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Samson was a man that was distinguished in his generation because of power. Power can distinguish you, I'm telling you. Irrespective of his weakness, power distinguished him. As long as he didn't lose the power, power distinguished him. In Judges 14 verse 6, Judges 14 verse 6, we'll be rising to pray because of our time that is already gone. Judges 14 verse 6. Now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters. Good. Verse 6. And the spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one who had torn apart a young goat. He tore the lion. Listen, let me tell you something. Don't try a man that carries anointing. It's a free advice I'm giving you. I don't care what the social media has taught you. And I don't care what the insolence of our generation has taught you. But be careful about anybody that carries oil. He may not be an apostle, but he may be a church member. But if you see that he carries oil, be careful your dealings with such a person. See, anybody that carries a unique grace, he may be your classmate, but he's not your grace mate. He may be your age mate, but he's not your grace mate. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. When the lion attacked a man that carried power, The man did not respond. It was the power that responded. Are you guys what I'm saying? When the lion attacked Samson, it was not Samson's strength that responded. Bible said that, and the spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily. When you attack me, I am not the one who responds. My anointing will respond. When you attack a man of God, you are not dealing with his physical appearance and his weaknesses. He may be like Samson with all the troublesome nature, but as long as he has not lost the power, be careful what you are trying to provoke, because the moment he becomes angry, something can descend upon him. One utterance will finish you.
One utterance.
Noah, an anointed man, came out of the ark full of wine, drunk, but his utterance determined the generations that were unborn. Who will be blessed and who will be cursed? By a drunk man, because he carried oil. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that is why you have to be careful when you are dealing with leaders. You have to be careful when you are dealing with your elders, your deacons, your pastors. Oil has been poured upon them. And when you attack a man of God, his anointing will fight back. He may not say anything and keep quiet for courtesy's sake and for ethics' sake, but his anointing will fight you. And that is why nobody fights the church and does well. Nobody fights men of God and does well. Even if they are fallen men of God. You watch any institution that sets itself up that I am always after pastors. They always crash. When I was growing up, there was a particular newspaper company in Accra here. They were always after men of God. Publishing fake prophets and good prophets and all that. Some of you were younger by then, but you should know them. They had PMP, that kind of name. How many of you remember that kind of paper? PMP. Do you remember that paper? There was a paper like that. You say that they are so lost that some of you have not even heard their names before. In those days, they were bringing issues of men of God in Ghana. They folded up just like that. Be very careful. Tell somebody, be very careful. How you handle anybody who is anointed, whether he's a musician or he's a whatever, be very careful. Hallelujah. May the power of the spirit, may it make you untouchable. Any demon that shall rise against you, may your anointing attack them. May the spirit of God on your life rise up in your defense. May the power of the Lord you are contacting these 3 days, may rise up against your enemies. If your amen is loud, your spirit is awakening. Your spirit is arising. And the lion attacked Samson, and the anointing over the life of Samson rose up and tore the lion to pieces.
And Samson was not a macho man. Samson was as skinny as I am. But Samson was a man with the anointing. And when you're a man with the anointing, the devil cannot tell you. Tonight, may you put your anointing into work against certain things. Certain things the devil is troubling you about. May you engage your anointing. Don't think that you are not anointed. You carry oil. The fact that sometimes the oil can go at a rest. When you park your car for a while, so that the oil in your car can settle. It can settle. And that is how come you can even check it. It's not hot. It's not hot. You can just check. You can touch it. No engine is hot. Everything is cool. But when it's in motion, you don't joke with it. It can harm you. It can hurt you. Amen. Amen. And that is how the anointing of our life is. So sometimes you can stop praying for a while. You can stop fasting for a while, and it looks like your anointing has kind of settled, and you interpret it as there is no anointing, but what you actually need is a stirring up. Turn on your engine, start turning it on. Shaka barakatosh, brete kelehas, lidada barakatesh. By the time you start turning on, you see that there will be movement in your spirit. There will be movement in your spirit, and things will start knocking things, and things will start knocking things, and systems will start moving. And by the time you realize, whatever you thought was impossible, it has become possible. Are you getting what I'm saying at all?
Yeah. So it's not over with me.
So it's not too late. So my anointing is rising. So my anointing is rising. So this month of October, let there be a stirring up. Say, let there be a stirring up. Like something. Let there be a stirring up.
Jose, when they shoot up the hair of something, they actually thought they had finished with him. But they made a mistake. When they saw that the guy had started praying, the guy had repented, and he was praying as he was pushing the thing. He was just crying to his God that, Lord, I failed you. I failed my people. I followed my weakness for women. Look at how where it has led me to. If you can give me one last chance. Bible says that as he was contacting prayer and fasting, because over there they were not feeding him, and he was contacting prayer, the people made a mistake. They should have been giving him alcohol, giving him food. Like they should have engaged him with things that will not allow the anointing to be stirred. But they rather gave him an opportunity to fast, an opportunity to pray. And even though they have taken his vision, they have taken his sight, they have taken his career, his profession, they have taken his ministry, what he was looking up to and holding on, even though he has lost it, but one thing he had not lost was that the hair started coming again. And so as long as the hair started coming, something started boiling up. Bible says that a natural man who had been fasting for a long time, they've kept him as a toy, a thing of a sport, was able to stand between two pillars of a building, a story building. Those days, when you see their pillars, it's not this one or someone. It was carrying the whole upper floor gallery. Huge. He was able to stand by it and called on the God, the El Rohi, and called on God. And the pillar moved. If they knew a human being could push that pillar, they would not put him there. God, no human can push that pillar. But they put him there. And God pushed it. The anointing, the head that started growing again. Listen to me. I pray for you. This is a new mantra. I don't know what happened to you in January. I don't know what happened to you in March, April, May, June, July. I don't know what happened to you in September. But in October, I declare that your hair is growing again. Somebody don't want what I'm saying. Let me declare for those online. Your hair is growing again. I declare your anointing is being stirred up. I declare your ministry is bouncing back. I declare your voice is coming back. I declare your money is coming back. I declare your educational opportunity is coming back. I declare your traveling doors are opening again. I declare your destiny helpers are coming again. Somebody is about to contact you again, and they will connect you back to that place. They will connect you back to that thing. They will connect you back to that job. They will connect you back to those people. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. David was a man that carried the anointing. David was a man that carried power. In 1 Samuel 16 verse 13, he was anointed. He was anointed with oil in the midst of his brothers who were indirectly some of his enemies. And he was distinguished. The anointing set him apart. When Samuel took the horn and anointed him, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him right in the midst of his brethren. Elisha was also anointed, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Elisha, when the minstrel has sung, Bible says that, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Elisha, came upon him. The Spirit of the Lord, the power of the Lord, and was able to prophesy. Joshua, also in Deuteronomy 34, verse 9, also by the laying on of hands of Moses, also received the Spirit of wisdom, which is the Spirit of God, one of the dimensions of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of wisdom, which is the Spirit of God, to lead. In Numbers 11, 25, is captured also. And then also Saul, King Saul, in 1 Samuel 10, verse 6, also the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Someone told him, for as you go, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy just like them. So the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he also prophesied. In chapter 11, verse 6 also, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and then he led Israel to battle. He led Israel to battle. And then Joseph also, Pharaoh looked at Joseph keenly and sternly and said, who else can we find like this boy, in whom is the Spirit of God? So Joseph was distinguished in his generation by the power of the Holy Spirit. By that same power I'm talking about. In Genesis 41 verse 38. In Daniel chapter 5 verse 11. Daniel also. Oh, you know, someone was advising one of the emperors that took over. And was telling him, there is a man in your kingdom in whom is the Spirit of the Holy God. They don't know our God, but there is a man in your kingdom in whom is the Spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of your father, Nebuchadnezzar, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. This was a man. The same will be said about you. In your company, they will say that there is a certain worker we have in whom is the anointing of God. When we have trouble, we have problems, his counsel is able to open ways, able to solve all the problems for us. They will notice that there is something about you. They will notice. Clap your two hands for the Lord. The disciples also carried it in Acts 1 verse 8 and Acts chapter 2 verse 4 and Mark 16 verse 20. Wherever they went, miracles were happening. And then finally is Bezalel and Aholiab in Exodus 31, verse 1 to verse 11. And then chapter 36, verse 1. Bezalel and Aholiab. Bible says that the Lord says he will put his Spirit. Okay? And Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. If you read verse 1, he mentions that in the Spirit, I'll put my Spirit into him. 31 verse 1. Look at 31 verse 1. The same place. 31 verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, go to verse 2. See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And what will I do? And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom. Go on and on and on and on. These 3 days, we are going to pray. We're going to pray for the Spirit of God. We're going to pray again for a fresh infilling. We're going to cry on God, that God fill us. Fill us afresh. Bible says that, and they met again. And they prayed and they said, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant that your people with much boldness preach your word. Bible says, and the place was shaken. And they all, the same people that received just in chapter 2, they all were filled again with the Holy Spirit and they spoke in other tongues again. Tell somebody it will happen again. Tell somebody you are going to be filled again. Tell somebody you are going to live here with power again. Clap your two hands together. Rise up to your feet. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Shakaparakatash. Lekateke. It's a revival moment, my dear. It's a revival moment. It's a revival moment. It's a revival moment. It's a revival wherever you are watching us from. It's a revival moment. These 3 days are not for joke. We are looking for spiritual awakening. We are looking for revival. The program is called Spiritual Emphasis. We are looking for a revival in our spiritual lives. A revival in our spiritual lives, our level. A revival in our power level. So that other things will cooperate in our lives. Wherever you are standing, lift up your hands. Wherever you are standing, lift up your hands. Wherever you are watching us from, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you. And the first prayer you are going to pray, say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus. I can hear you say, in the name of Jesus. Every avenue
for power leakage
in my life. So
whatever
the enemy has used to leak
my power,
to leak
the power
of the Spirit
in my life
that I have
I have become
like an ordinary person.
I ask for your mercy
that you have mercy on me,
and you restore me,
and you forgive me,
and you restore me.
Open your mouth and pray right now. Barakata, lekata, shakapa,
rakata,
liandeke, shakapa, barakate, lekata, lekata,
yakapa, rakata,
lekata, lekata, shakapa, rakata, barakata, let the fire, oh Lord, have mercy upon your people. Have mercy upon your people. Like an ordinary person, Father, have mercy on me. I am not ordinary. Have mercy on me and restore me with your power. Shakabara, Cry to the Lord. We are here for a revival. We are here for a revival. We are here for a revival. My Father, my God, wherever my power has been lifted, my grace has been wasted. Lord, have mercy and forgive me.
Nobody will help you. Nobody will help you. Pray from your heart. Pray from your heart. It's an hour of revival. It's an awakening. It's an awakening. I hear the sound of a revival. I hear the sound of an awakening. I hear the sound of another chance. I hear the sound of another chance. I hear the sound of a revival. Barakate, we are the fire. Let the living, we are the fire.
Restore my fire. Restore my zeal. Restore my hand. Your hand will go again. Your hand will go again. Your power is coming again. Your anointing is coming again. Your power. Your anointing, your spirit, we be quickened. Barakata, Rendele, Yadaba, your glory is returning. Your glory is returning. Your glory is returning. Your glory is returning. Your glory. Shakabarakata, Barakata, Barakata, Yadaba, Barakata.
Listen, when Samson went back to God in that isolation where there was no one, where he looked like a normal person, Bible says that when he woke up, he said, "For I shall shake myself, and I shall go like before, and I shall accomplish the thing." But he did not know that the Lord, the Spirit, had died. So he became a normal man. And Bible said that, and they afflicted him. A woman afflicted him. When you lose the spirit, that is where you lose the glory. And when you lose the glory, you are even struggling to maintain a seat in your office. Like you are struggling. They are looking for who to sack, and your name is on the top list. Say, minus me.
Minus me.
Meanwhile, in the days of your glory, they were not joking with you at all. In the days of your glory, You are not second to anybody. They could not temper with you. They could not talk with you. But you see, when the glory is lifted, or when the spirit goes, the glory accompanies it. The Bible says, in his isolation, he prayed a prayer. I'm praying with you. Listen, we are here for a revival. We are not here for another. We are not here for carnal things. Oh, it's a spiritual emphasis. We are here for revival. If you win in the spirit, you win in the physical. Because spiritual things govern the physical realm. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
The Bible says that as he was pushing, he was making things well with God. He was not just isolated, but he was setting things in order. He was setting things in order. He was setting his heart right. And he realized that he had abused the grace of God on his life. He had wasted it on women. And you could just wake up in the middle of the night in the house of a harlot and still carry the city gate and still climb the mountain. And it entered into his head that no matter what I do, I don't lose the grace. I get it. And that's where sometimes where we can get to, where the Lord has blessed your business, blessed your life, blessed your ministry. Feel like, oh, even if I don't even go to church, still I'm selling, I'm getting, or if I don't, oh, it's not a pastor, oh, it's not a church. Where you belittle the grace of God over your life. Where you feel like, Charlie, you are there, you are gifted, you are skillful in that thing. No. It's because of the glory of God, that's how you are getting invitation. When the glory of God lifts, nobody will look for you. Nobody will look for me. Once the spirit departs, you will not even feel like looking for me. I'm telling you, it's because of the praise of the spirit. That is why you pass through water and come. Or that's why you try to still keep God in the presence of the spirit. The day I misbehave and the spirit left, the glory will also go. When the glory goes, you see that I'll be doing the same thing I was doing, but it will not give me results. But you see, I love what happened to Samson. And tonight, those are the prayers we are praying. And the first thing is that, Lord, have mercy. Samson woke up to the realization that I've let God down. I've let Israel down. I was supposed to save them, yet I didn't fight any battle. Do you know that Samson didn't fight any battle for Israel? Go and read. He never went to war for Israel. Not even one. Meanwhile, God endowed him with supernatural power. A skinny person who can kill 1,000 people. A normal person walking like a Rastafarian, skinny Rastafarian walking, who can tear ropes like fire. Who can kill lions. He didn't lead Israel in any fight. All the fights that he fought, go and read. As I've said, go and look for the chapter 13 onwards and read. You see that all the battles that Samson fought was when he was attacked because of a woman. He was going to a woman, then a lion attacked him and he killed the lion. He went for his wedding and the woman's family tricked him in a riddle or something, and then the woman let out the secret, and he fought, and then he killed a lot of them and destroyed their farms and their whatever. And then they came to attack. They bound him, and as they were taking him, the spirit of God came upon him. He tore it, and he killed them with a jaw of an ass. He didn't fight anything for God. Not even one. Go and read. Some said he didn't fight one battle for God. He only fought to defend himself against his enemies when he's with his girlfriends. That's all. That's all. And that's how some of us, God will gift us, but we'll use it for ourselves. We'll not use it for God. We'll just use it to enrich ourselves. We can prophesy and take money. Until God lifts the spirit. You're not using it for me. You're using it for yourself. Or a gift to sing. I get what I'm saying. You are going to pray. But you see, when he repented, he now said, Lord, give me one last chance so that I can kill these enemies for you. Just give me one last chance. And now he had the vision of God that let me fight for you. I failed you, but as for this one, all their kings are here. Let me finish them for you once and for all. And God answered his prayer. And he died gloriously. The Bible says that that day that he was dying, he killed more people than he has ever killed on earth in all his life. So he won a greater victory than he had ever won. What it means is that it's not too late. Tell somebody, it's not too late.
It's not too late.
If you can repent, God can still restore you. And the glory he will give you is what we will talk about more than the things that you ever did in the past, that he ever did with you. Because we talk about how he finished them. And afterwards, Israel had peace for many years before they sinned again and another affliction came. Then God gave them another judge. After that one, they had peace for many years. I pray that the next glory God is about to give you, it will wash away all the years of shame.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.